the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We celebrate today, on September 26th, just happens to be a Sunday this year, we celebrate the feast of the Holy Apostle, Evangelist, and Theologian John, the author of the Gospel from which we heard today, and of several epistles. And again, it's just a coincidence this year that it falls on Sunday, but because of that, we heard several readings both last night at Great Vespers, as well as this morning at Divine Liturgy from St. John's Gospel, as well as from his epistles. St. John is called an apostle and an evangelist because of his work writing the Gospels and the epistles. And he is called a theologian in our church because many of his sayings and his writings came to be the foundation on which the doctrine of the Trinity was founded and confirmed at the First Council in Nicaea. So, for example, when we read the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, or when we read in his epistle, he speaks of the Son being begotten of the Father, which is the language that was used, of course, by the Council of Nicaea and is used by us today to speak of the Son's relationship to the Father and ultimately led to the development of the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. But what I want to stress this morning was something that we heard from all of the readings that we had today, except for perhaps his Gospel reading, but his epistle readings. And certainly this is also confirmed in his Gospel readings. But another name that is given to St. John the Apostle that is not often well known is he is referred to as the Apostle of Love. And he's called the Apostle of Love for two reasons, one of which we heard in today's Gospel reading. He seemed to have a special, unique relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and so he was often referred to as the beloved disciple, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Not as though Jesus didn't love the other disciples, but because they had a special relationship, which was seen today when on the cross our Savior Jesus Christ committed the care of his mother to St. John the Apostle, meaning that he entrusted his mother's care to this holy apostle because of that special bond, that special relationship that they had. But even more than that, St. John is referred to as the Apostle of Love because of how much he stresses both God's love for us and our responsibility as Christians to love others. You know, we often, when we think about God, especially we Orthodox, if you read the theologians, we like to talk about apophatic theology. And I know a lot of you are saying, what on earth is apophatic theology? It is about defining God by what he is not. In other words, there are some things that, most of the things that we can say about God are not affirming something, they're just saying that he's not something. Like when we say that God is immortal, what does that mean? It means he's not subject to death. We have several other things you'll hear in the Divine Liturgy where we say God is ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible. All of these are negative things. They're saying what God is not. And we say also that God is unseen, which is true because God is not in the bodily form such as we are. St. John says, no one has seen God at any time, and goes on to tell us that Jesus has revealed him. But as the Apostle of Love, St. John does make an affirmative statement about God. We heard it in today's reading. We heard it also last night at Vespers in his first epistle in the fourth chapter when he tells us what God is. He says that God is love. And he furthermore says, he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. He tells us also in that epistle, that the only way that we know God, that we see God, so to speak, is by abiding in God's love. And there are several things I want to share to you today from the readings that we heard last night from St. John's first epistle, where he emphasizes love and why he's called the apostle of love. St. John says, "And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment." And remember Jesus' teaching that we would love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, and love our neighbor as ourselves. He says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." And again, we get into this issue of God being seen. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. And then finally, "Beloved, if a man say, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can that same person love God, who he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." Because his commandments, brothers and sisters, require us to offer mercy to others as God has offered it to us. St. Paul speaks about love in his epistle, his first epistle, to the Corinthians in chapter 13. And he makes a quite bold statement. He mentions that we can have prophecy. We could be prophets. We can have faith. We can believe that God exists. We can be here, in other words, in church every Sunday, so deep is our faith. He even says that we can give away all of our goods to feed the poor. And then the most bold statement he makes is that we could be martyred. We could give our bodies to be burned, but if we have not love, when we do that, it profits us nothing. He goes on to define love from the Christian perspective. He says that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It does not behave rudely, nor seek its own. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. And so we must examine our hearts on this feast day of the Apostle of Love, the Apostle John, brothers and sisters, and ask if we truly have love in our hearts. Are we patient with others and kind with them? Are we envious when others have good things, or do we rejoice and thank God that they have been given to them and hope that they're used as a blessing for others? Do we seek after our own? In other words, to make ourselves look good or to have more for ourselves? And then ultimately, the greatest test, I believe, is do we rejoice in iniquity? Because it's quite easy for us to appreciate the downfall of others. I remember many years ago, I gave a sermon about this because it was at the time when Osama bin Laden had been killed by the United States Armed Forces, and people were rejoicing. And I said, How can we as Christians rejoice in the apparent unrepentant death of anyone, no matter how evil? Because if we have love in our hearts, we desire If we have the love of God in our hearts, we desire not the death of a sinner, as we hear in the prophetic literature, but rather that he be turned and saved. Today I see many people on social media and hear about them rejoicing because people who are unvaccinated caught COVID-19, some of them died because of it. How do we rejoice in the misery of someone else? How do we rejoice when people find misery in this world, even after they make bad choices? We all make bad choices, and we all hope that God will be merciful to us after making those. And we hope that our fellow human beings will be merciful to us. So we ought also to offer that same mercy and that same grace to them that we hope that we're offered when we inevitably make a mistake. And if we do not live and think in this way, brothers and sisters, then God does not abide in us. Or if he does, at least a good portion of our heart is trying to cut him off. Because our God, brothers and sisters, is the God of love, as the apostle of love taught us. And that's why he went to his humiliating death, not just for our salvation, but for the salvation of those who hated him, for the salvation of those who cursed him, for the salvation of those who rejoiced in his humiliation. So on this day, this great day, when we celebrate the Lord's triumph over death, on this day when we celebrate his beloved disciple John, the apostle of love, the theologian, the evangelist, let us examine our hearts. Let us go home and read the entire epistle. They're very short, of St. John, and see what he has to teach us about God's love, because it's only when we also behave the way that God behaved that we see God and that he abides and dwells in us. To him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen. Oh, thank you.
Pray to the Lord Jesus.